7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Mankind, or as the Quran puts it, Bani Adam, the children of Adam, have been given certain qualities, traits and attributes that have not been given to any of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's other creation, including the angels. And one of those traits is that a human being worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of free will in order to attain certain characteristics that will enable this person to get so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even the angels cannot come close to where that person is. And in this particular episode of Bookshelf, we would like to introduce one of these particular concepts that a human being needs to acquire. Yes, there is one that is natural. It is within the natural order of things that we are given it. But in order for a person to reach the peak of this particular concept, of this particular ethical trait, effort needs to be made in order for it to be inculcated within the soul and to be mixed with the person's existence such that it becomes a disposition, a trait, that whenever a person acts, this particular trait is along with that act. It is not separate from it. It is shown in that act. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be introducing this book to our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
From east to west, the light of His word does shine, for it issues from that central pole divine, which is neither to the east nor the west confined, and yet both east and west in its light unite.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. As we stated in our previous segment, that a human being the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, for a human being has the ability to manifest things within him that no other creature and no other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to do. And one of those is the ethical concepts that human beings are able to attain, to make into attributes and dispositions that naturally flow from his essence and existence. And one of those particular attributes or qualities is the known as nobility or honor, or as we will see in the part that you will read to our dear brothers and sisters in our last segment, that the word that is used for this book cannot be translated into any other language, or the essence of the word cannot be translated, the word karama. So the book is titled Nobility in the Quran, the Farsi title being Karamat Dar Quran. It was, written, or it is a series of lectures rather, that the grand Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli Hafadahullah, one of the great scholars of the contemporary era, gave over a period of 12 sessions. And obviously those lessons were then transcribed and written as the book form. So this book, Nobility in the Holy Quran, which was then translated from the Farsi to English by our dear friend, Sayyid Shiraz Agha, and was then obviously edited by another dear friend of mine, Sheikh Rizwan Rashid. The book was printed by Isra Foundation, or rather Isra Publications, in Canada in the year 2016. So what does this book aim to achieve? So this book basically says that this concept of nobility that the Quran acknowledges, it is based on a person's conscious attempt to attain the divine. And unfortunately, that because of the world that we live in, this particular concept and attribute and trait, and the attaining of it, is losing its appeal. And if someone actually wants to do it, it's actually very difficult for him to do so because of the increasing secular and ethically relativistic world that we live in. However, what this book tries to do is tries to show that there is a way to do it. And the book tries to firstly examine the topic by analyzing the verses of the Holy Quran and the traditions of the infallibles, alayhi salam. The author then tries to show the importance of instilling this trait of nobility within the human soul. And then he tries to give some general outlines and principles of how this nobility can be achieved and how this nobility can be attained by a human being. And obviously, this is coming from a great scholar such as Ayatollah Jawadi Amali, who is one of the leading scholars in all of the Islamic sciences, if you want to call it, in Irfan, in philosophy, in Kalam, obviously, in Fiqh, in jurisprudence, and in the principles of jurisprudence. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we have introduced to our dear brothers and sisters is a book titled Nobility in the Quran, authored by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Jawadi Amuli, Hafazahullah. The book was translated by Sayyid Shiraz Agha and edited by Sheikh Rizwan Rashid. It was printed in Canada in the year 2016. So obviously, as mentioned, the book deals with the concept of nobility, what it is, its importance, the importance of attaining it, and how it can be attained. But obviously, the first one, and in the first session, as we said, that this is a book that contains roughly 12 lectures and sessions that were delivered by Ayatollah Jawadi Amali, Hafazahullah. So in the first session, obviously, a person wants to make the audience aware of what are we talking about. So the heading of this particular section of this particular session is titled, What is Nobility? Nobility is the very absence of baseness and vileness. The noble one, Kareem, is not to be confused with the eminent one, Kabir, or the exalted one, Azim. The meaning of the term Kareem probably does not have an exact equivalent in another language, which is with many of the Islamic concepts and principles. For example, the word Hajj itself does not have a very clear translation. The word pilgrimage does not do justice to the word Hajj. Anyway, therefore, if we wish to translate Kareem, we have no choice but to define it using a number of words so that collectively the meaning of the term can be grasped. Kareem, then, is the elevated soul of a person that is free from all types of baseness, of vileness, of wretchedness. God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, considers the world, including all of its conventions, to be something that stands opposed to nobility and identifies it with the name dunya. This is because danawa, baseness, lowness, stands opposed to karama, or nobility. And dani, the base, stands opposed to kareem, the noble. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to attain this trait and this attribute of nobility, that our actions, manifest this nobility that we have attained, and therefore become those who hopefully, inshallah, earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
الذين يستمعون